From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. Black Entertainment Television announced earlier this month that it is canceling its half-an-hour nightly news program in favor of a string of hourly news briefs. That cancellation is just one more indicator that has caused many to question the future of African-American news organizations. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
The first African-American owned and operated newspaper in the United States was the Freedom's Journal, published weekly in New York City beginning in 1827. Scores of papers have since followed in that tradition. The Atlanta Daily Journal was the first black-owned daily in the 20th century. Though it now comes out weekly, publisher and CEO Alexis Scott insists her circulation has been increasing over the last 8 years. That, she says, is proof that black media still plays an important role.
As America has become more diverse and more multicultural, I think that ethnic and community newspapers are going to become increasingly important because they still have the ability to talk to an audience, a particular audience, and they also share a particular perspective that you're not going to get in mainstream media.
The numbers seem to bear that out. As of 4 years ago, there were 247 African American newspapers with a combined circulation of about 14.5 million. Scott says in her paper's 77-year history, it has moved from serving a community contained in the segregated South to serving a readership spread across the metro area. They are harder to reach now, she says, but
what we do find is that the decision makers and the business owners and the people who are making things happen both inside and outside of the black community are the people who are most definitely reading our paper.
Melody Spann Cooper is president of WVON Radio in Chicago, a black talk station. She believes people like affluent African-American businessmen aren't reading black press or listening to black radio.
And if he does, he's going to turn it off when someone comes in his office.
Spann Cooper thinks some who ought to support black media don't because African-Americans have become complacent. She thinks the same is true of some African-American media outlets.
We are the grassroots talking drum, which is to carry the message to our people. And I think that it has been lessened to a great degree.
Spann Cooper thinks inclusion has diluted the message of black media. Out of 1,300 television stations, just 20 are black-owned, and only 240 out of 13,000 radio stations are owned by African-Americans. Over at the online publication, The Black World Today, managing editor Herb Boyd says activists and those disappointed in the quality of some black media are turning to the Internet for help.
They're picking up their black newspapers, for example, and it's the same old black newspaper we've been having for almost three generations now. It still has a kind of a sensationalism approach. If it bleeds, it leaves. Where are the good, positive, uplifting stories? They don't see enough of that.
But despite those complaints, statistics show that those who do support the black press do so strongly. A 2004 survey of black newspaper readers found that 88% of them do not read mainstream dailies. Allison Keyes, NPR News, New York.